Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco integrated its video surveillance system with its IP network in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. If your company manages a separate network and video server farm for surveillance, you can do as Cisco did and converge your closed-circuit TV network and servers with your existing IT infrastructure. Converging the network and server platforms helps Cisco IT lower costs and improve flexibility and security. Companies of all sizes are discovering the benefits of converged IP networks. Not only can these networks streamline data, voice, and video communications, but they can also integrate building systems, such as security surveillance, heating and cooling, and other systems. Cisco's safety and security team used to maintain a separate network and server farm for surveillance videos from Cisco locations worldwide. Cisco IT has approximately 3,000 surveillance cameras that track all activities at the entrances and exits of the company's 400 buildings worldwide. The surveillance system is vital for the company's physical security, but managing the separate network and servers requires time and effort and an expensive fiber infrastructure. Such a system also called for IT skills that were not among the security team's core competencies. A phone call from IT to an unsuspecting security team manager in 2003, when the Nimba virus was wreaking havoc around the world, raised the issue of support. IT alerted the physical security group that about one-third of the video storage servers had been infected with the virus. The occasion led Cisco's IT and the building security team to establish a new, more effective server support model that would prevent such incidents in the future. Cisco laid plans to converge the security and IP data networks by migrating to a closed-circuit TV or CCTV over IP surveillance model. The system would take advantage of the Cisco IP network to transport video signals to centrally managed data centers, allowing security personnel to see them from any location. The Cisco building security team also decided to migrate support for their video servers to an IT-managed solution. The building security and IT teams worked closely to ensure their plan would use the core skills of both teams. Compatibility was critical. The new system had to work well with existing security systems. So, before the migration, the building security team and IT carefully evaluated video management software technologies. The digital video system that they selected runs on standards-based network video recorders, or NVRs. When Cisco IT converged the physical security network onto the regular IP network, IT could now support the security video servers with the same model used for all other servers on the network. Cisco's migration to CCTV over IP and the adoption of an IT-managed surveillance model delivered instant and tangible benefits. By converging the networks and reducing expensive fiber that had been dedicated to video surveillance cameras, Cisco IT has significantly reduced the overall cost of security camera networking. Because fiber requirements are reduced, Cisco has greater freedom in choosing locations for its security operations centers. The networked video servers are less vulnerable to attack and less expensive to manage and maintain because the two server farms are now converged into one IT-supported system. The improved security system allows security investigators to access and view more video footage immediately, resulting in faster investigations. With new software and more storage, the system's more efficient, and false alarms, for example, alarms set off by motion sensors, are down by 90%. The CCTV over IP system reduces risk by speeding maintenance and repairs, and centralizes security analysis and investigation. Maintenance costs have been reduced by 20%, and server downtime is less frequent. Operating and capital expenses are now lower. Cisco trimmed its storage requirements for security videos by 60%, or a savings of $500,000, and cut the number of surveillance servers by 40%, resulting in another $200,000 in savings. Lower storage costs allow Cisco Building Security to save more video information and spend more time to improve video quality. And the improved quality of the security video footage makes it easier for security personnel to see details and recognize faces. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on Cisco's CCTV over IP surveillance system and many other Cisco on Cisco case studies at www.cisco.com/go/ciscoit.